Our recipient of our Medal of Excellence is this man. His name is Governor John Y. Brown, and I'd like you to join once again with me, and let's welcome this year's recipient of the Alltech Medal of Excellence, Governor John Y. Brown.
I'm a little surprised to be given such a prestigious award when I understand some of the people have received it before me. I don't work for the company. I'm not a scientist, but I'm an entrepreneur. My favorite poem was by a poet, Edward Markham, from England, who wrote, "Oh, how great it is to stand in youth and dream your dreams before the stars. A greater thing yet is to fight life through and find at the end that your dream is true." And certainly, I'd have to say most of all, my dreams have come true. But being an entrepreneur, I'm not through yet. And being able to team up with the entrepreneur's entrepreneur and Dr. Lyons, we have launched something. If you don't pardon my language, it's going to knock your socks off. And I'm excited about it. I've been around the business. I'm the last soldier standing in the restaurant business. Ray Kroc and Dave Thomas. And so for that reason, I have access that perhaps few people have, and we've teamed up together. Now, Dr. Lyons has moved up to pretty high company here lately. Makes me feel a little bit insecure. Last week, he was with the Queen of England and was invited as her special guest for the 60th anniversary. Now, for an Irishman to be sitting next to the Queen of England, I understand that's real progress. 3 weeks ago, He had a special conference with President Bill Clinton, and they're doing some things in Haiti that Alltech is very much committed to, and they're very excited about the plans that they're going to work together on. In October, in fact, a couple of years ago, Muhammad Ali was here as your guest. Alltech has donated some $1 million to the Ali Center in order to motivate and to bring young people the hope of the opportunity ahead. In October, he's taken Ali to the Emirates. First time I think Ali has been that part of the world. It'll be a world event. And at that time, Alltech will be opening up a major operation office there, and it'll be a world event. So anyway, that's a long way for a young chemist from Ireland that operates on Catnip Road. He's walking in high cotton. Now, I'm an entrepreneur, and when I was younger, the International Franchise Association named me Entrepreneur of the Year. Warren Rosenthal, the chairman of that association, said John Y. Brown was an entrepreneur before he knew how to spell it. And I've been fortunate to be a part of what I would say was the most exciting entrepreneurial company of the last 100 years. And when you think of how it started with a man at near retirement age, the man in the white suit up there, sixth grade education, and he's working around his garage and trying to figure out how to cook chicken and keep the grease out and the juices in. And he had on the shelf a bunch of seasoning and spices that he kept working with, and had a little table in his gasoline station. And out of that idea and that concept became what is known today, Kentucky Fried Chicken, with 16,000 units and over $14 billion in sales. And if you really think about the future of any industry, it has to start somewhere. And Colonel Sanders was the man that had the vision and the imagination. We got him on 31 national TV shows. He was on Johnny Carson. He pushed his $2 million out in a plastic cage. He's on What's My Line? I've Got a Secret. He danced on Lawrence Welk. He was a showman, one of a kind. One time he was in a lawsuit as a witness, and the opposing counsel asked him, said, Colonel, would you tell the jury what war you fought in? He said, well, I didn't fight in any war. He said, well, you explain to the jury the meaning of that colonel that you used before your name and what it means. And he said, well, it means about the same thing that honorable means before your name. It doesn't mean a damn thing. But the colonel was the visionary, and we were able to take his product. He had an item on the menu and restaurants all over the United States, and we were able to figure out shortly that we would build just a chicken store. Never been done before. It really changed the whole fast food because we didn't know any better. We just said if it sells in a restaurant, why wouldn't it sell in an individual unit? And therein started the carryout. And over 6 years, we built 3,500 carryouts and pretty much dominated the entire industry. I remember after about 3 years, I wasn't sure that I knew what I was doing. I'd never read a balance sheet or P&L. The people around me wasn't sure that I knew what I was doing leading. So I went to Harvard Business School. I told this to her a couple of years ago to find out what I was supposed to learn. And after a few minutes, to tell them how we put chicken in a bucket in a box. I had lunch with 11 associate professors at Harvard, thinking I want to learn coming to some summer course. And after about 20 minutes, one of them asked me, said, Mr. Brown, what are your sales? And I thought, well, I didn't know how well we were doing. I thought we were doing pretty well. I said, we've gone from 3 million to a little over 100 million. And they looked around at each other and, like a professor would, sort of frowned and said, well, what about your profits? Thinking we must be in trouble. And I said, well, we've gone from about 300,000 to a little over 10 million pre-tax. And the host just smiled and said, Mr. Brown, you just go on back and keep doing whatever you're doing. Don't let us confuse you. So that's the first time I realized there are no geniuses, there are no experts. And I think what we're doing together is visionary for the future. The restaurant business is a growing industry. 38 out of the last 40 years, it's been a growth industry. When I left KFC, I'm proud to say we were bigger than McDonald's, if you can imagine that. It's very entrepreneurial. Out of the top 400 chains today, only three were ever developed by a corporation. Now, I don't think Alltech knows about corporations' mentality because they're entrepreneurial. They do everything on the run, and they have the decision-making process to move and to make things happen. That's why I'm excited about partnering up with Alltech and what we have planned ahead. What I've learned over the last 50 years, I'd like to share with you about the changes in our industry. First of all, we learned to give the customers what they want. When I started, there was no fast food. There were a couple of restaurant chains like Denny's or Big Boy chains around the country. But look where they are now. They really provide great food at a great price and where service is most important. But the American public is very restless. With fast food, we had to put in drive-through windows. That wasn't even good enough for some. We had to give home delivery. So our industry has evolved from a very small industry to where today fast food is 25% of the entire food industry in America. The restaurant industry is 25%, and now the restaurant industry with fast food is now equal to packaged goods and supermarkets, unlike most of the world. But the food industry from the restaurant side is a growth industry. You see what's happening in China. You see what's happening in India. And so the future is growth for the people in this room. I went to China a couple of years ago. Dr. Lyons had had me speak to you all a couple times. As governor, we were proud of Alltech and proud of what they were doing. Wasn't sure what they were doing, but it was impressive. The people were impressive, enthusiastic. And he asked me to go over and speak and spoke and introduced me as a co-founder of KFC. spoke in Shanghai and Beijing, and they treated me like I was Henry Ford. KFC, it's bigger over there in China than it is in the United States. And at the time, I didn't realize how important it was, but the CEO of China, who is also vice chairman of Yum, and they do more sales, make more profit in 13 years in China than they do in the United States. The CEO flew over to meet me, and I was honored. I said, gee, that's nice. Well, out of that idea, both peers understood that maybe I could be important. And all of a sudden, I realized maybe I can be important. And so out of that, flying back on one of our trips, I said, Pierce, I think you're selling to the wrong people. You're down there dealing with the feedlots and the farmer. You ought to be talking to the CEO. They're going to be the ones to be the decision makers. And quite frankly, they don't really know what's going on at the feedlot. They've never been to a feedlot. And so out of that, Alltech has developed what we refer to as program nutrition. And that is, they have developed a method of raising protein, beef, pork, chickens, to where it's all natural and no need for antibiotics or hormones. Now, the scientific industry has been very visionary for the last 30, 50 years in being able to give America the cheapest food of any country in the world, because they were able to give low doses of antibiotics and they were able to have the hormones in order to offer pro-growth. But the all-natural that we found from all our research and our testing offers the same thing at cost neutral, and in my judgment, is going to be the wave of the future. Now, you understand when you're dealing with CEOs today, they don't know what you do. And we have met with some 20 major chains, over $50 billion of restaurant sales over the last year, 16 CEOs. And, you know, none of them in fact, I don't know if any CEO of a major chain ever sat down and talked about feed. This is a new experience. But they were polite to meet me or vice versa, and Alltech gave a presentation they'd never heard, and they would sit there on the average for an hour and a half. And they were interested. When we got through, they said, well, where do you buy this, and how do you sell it? But they're all open, because the idea, even though it's worked for 50 years, of antibiotics and hormones, it didn't pass the smell test with the CEOs. The CEOs, they're looking for sales. They're looking for their keeping their job. The changeover in the restaurant industry management probably as much as any other interest. But out of this Alltech program, we have a number of companies now that are going into test, that are going into development, and we're very positive. We have a lot of work to do. I contacted the Culinary Institute. Most of you probably heard of it. It's probably world-renowned for being the quality operation to train our chefs from all over the world. They're in Sweden. They have a number of operations, but they're the number one culinary institute in the United States. And so I called and set up a test. I want to test our beef with JBS. I want to test with Purdue or Pilgrim's Pride or Tyson. And nobody at Alltech understood, why do you have to have a test? We said it's this way. You know, we're scientists. We know what we got. I said, no, that's not the way it works. With these CEOs, you have to have validation. You have to have proof on proof. It's not like an entrepreneur where you have a handshake and you trust each other and you move on. And so finally, even though no one agreed to have the test, went ahead and had it done. And I think the results are very impressive and exciting. We first tested the grilled chicken that was seasoned. And I think you see up there that the pie chart there has about 70-30 favored the Alltech product. And then the next flip on the left there is flavor. As you know, flavor and cost are the two most important things in the food industry. But also in the middle chart there is tenderness. And if chicken is tender, then it's going to be perceived as a quality product. Not a whole lot of difference in taste. It's chicken as much as there is in beef. And the third thing is moisture. We found the Alltech product has substantially more moisture. But the conclusion from the test of the seasoned grilled chicken. Now, chicken off the bone not equals to chicken on the bone. But the grilled chicken summary that was seasoned says both consumers and professionals preferred the Alltech fed seasoned chicken breast over commercial. Now, after that, we had a chicken test on fried chicken. And those results, I think, will be impressive. The pie chart there had even more than a 70-30, both by preferred, both by the consumer. We had 12 consumer in each test, and we had 9 professionals that are chefs for the Culinary Institute. And their also charts showed that the flavor and the tenderness and the moisture that the Alltech product provided more of each one of those. Now, there's a reason for that. Alltech is doing something that no one else in the world does. They have what they call the Nutrigenomic Center, where they have a gene. Now, this is way over my head. Some of you scientists will understand it. But they can sort of find out how the animal reacts to certain feeds, certain nutrients, certain vitamins that are given an animal. And they've been able to steer it, I guess, like you would a car or something, to get the kind of animal in the final result. And that's what they've come up with. And there's no other Nutrigenomic Center in the world that deals with animals. There's only one other by Nestle that deals with human beings. So everything that you find out in all these symposiums is that Alltech is ahead of the curve. And if you're not ahead of the curve, you're behind. And we're all entrepreneurs. We're only interested in one thing, and that's change. We're not interested in keep things as they are. And our industry has had great success. But the future is about change. We're facing a lot of controversy, the times we're going through. And the publicity is very challenging to all of us. You have the E. coli scare, the salmonella, the mad cow disease. Last year, a few months ago, you had the turkey scare. The Cargill had to retake millions of pounds of turkey. Over in China, I think they had to close 2,000 chicken farms because they didn't meet the standards of quality. When you pick up the Wall Street Journal, USA Today, all they can do is tell you about what's going to kill you. I'm looking to live long. I get depressed, you know. They say that all that you ought to eat are fruits and vegetables. If that's true, we're out of business, right? So we can't allow our press to dictate our future. We have to dictate our own future. And all this controversy can be overcome. I read over the weekend that 96% of the food we sell in the restaurant industry doesn't meet the standards of the United States health advice as to calories and fat. We have a tremendous obesity problem, as we all know. And so what are we as an industry going to do to bring about the kind of change that is our future? You know, our past has been pretty much about cost and competition. But the future is going to be changed. This younger generation, they're interested in health. When the age group from 15 to 25, when they're asked the number one chain in the United States, they all say Chipotle, because Chipotle is all natural. They know that's healthy for you. As much of it is organic. But that is the way of the future. And one reason that's the way of the future is no longer you have television and newspapers and other kinds of media. You have that little machine, computer. They're always sharing notes about your health. And health has become more an issue than any time in my lifetime. And so as an industry, and I think we're prepared. I know Alltech's prepared. And I think you're going to be excited about the deal we've made. But what we've done with the industry, we're the only ones, fortunately, because of our partnership, that can get in to see the CEO. Competition can get in there. Alltech hadn't been able to, but they're giving us a full audience. So we have an opportunity to really capture the market because the top 9 of the Alltech's 7th largest in the world, the other 9 are drug companies. They sell the antibiotics and the hormones. And, you know, Alltech being all natural, that's what we're concentrating on. And I'm confident what our success is going to be. And each year that we meet, it'll be interesting to see. I think our future is unlimited. And when I look at the group of 3,000 people here and think about the challenge in front of you, The challenge is about growth. Change is opportunity. The future is yours. You can either be ahead of the curve or behind the curve. I'd like to close with a famous quote from Robert Browning, famous American poet, when he wrote, see, what did he write? man must always reach beyond his grasp, or what's a heaven for? Steve Jobs said it even better. He said, if we're not here to make life better, why are we here? Good luck. The future is yours.